This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A convicted felon and registered sex offender was arrested by Colorado Springs police after being spotted in a stolen car with multiple weapons, according to Colorado Springs police. Calvin Jacob Coffer turned out to have improvised pyrotechnic device found in the car, the pistol, and a third firearm on scene. Coffer was arrested and charged with several felonies, including possession of weapons by a previous offender and aggravated motor vehicle theft. Colorado Springs police officers were at the Lincoln Center Friday morning investigating after several storefronts were broken into overnight. Cafe Red Point, Nightingale Bread, Lincoln Street Barbershop, and Building 3 Coffee all had broken windows. KRDO spoke with the owner of Cafe Red Point, Dan Feuer, who says the burglar broke into their store, shattered their glass windows, and attempted to steal from their safe. The suspect appears to be a bald man. The Colorado Hospital Association is expressing concerns about how the state's healthcare worker vaccine mandate will be enforced. Colorado's current vaccine mandate requires all healthcare workers to get their first dose of the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine by September 30th. Healthcare employees are required to be fully vaccinated by October 31st. Parkview Medical Center in Pueblo estimates around 20% of its healthcare workers remain unvaccinated. Vaccinations at Chapel Hills Mall will drop from 1,000 per day to 250 per day starting Sunday. A pill to treat COVID-19 cuts the risk of death by half, says Merck, which will seek its emergency authorization. Five cars were involved in a crash in Colorado Springs caused by a driver suspected to have been driving under the influence, according to Colorado Springs police. The crash happened after 7 p.m. at North Circle Drive and East Platte Avenue on Thursday. A black Honda was driving south on Circle Drive toward the intersection with Platte Avenue when it crashed into a black BMW. That BMW then hit a black Dodge Caravan. The Honda veered to the right, hitting two more cars. It's Colorado Springs Fire Prevention Week, and the Colorado Springs Fire Department is reminding everyone to check their smoke alarms and prep their homes for the winter weather. CSFD also said that some people try and heat their home with stoves or ovens, and that can pose a serious fire threat. They warn against using any appliance not made for heating your home to warm your space this winter and say checking your smoke alarms is crucial. There's a pop-up event today. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo credits generous donors with contributing $12 million to support a variety of zoo improvements. The annual Arts Month started Friday, highlighting local artists sharing multicultural art and providing new opportunities for cultural enrichment. Now in its eighth year, the annual event is hosted by the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region and focuses on art and artists in El Paso and Teller counties. You can find a full list of activities and offerings this month on our website.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venichinkwe. We're tracking an upper-level wave out of the area. It should gradually take the cloud cover and the coolest air that we've had recently with it. Any showers that may develop today are likely to be late in the day over and very near to the mountains and pretty spotty in general. So mostly just partly cloudy, a little bit breezy this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 60s around Colorado Springs, low to mid 70s along the Arkansas River from Canyon City to Pueblo, and generally 60s over our local mountain areas. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.